Hello and welcome to the Tuts Experience podcast. I am Kieran Tuttiot and this is episode number 56. Yes, episode 56 of the Tuts Experience podcast. This is a personal journal podcast about my life, Kieran Tuttiot. Yes, and we'll also talk about my love of professional wrestling, as well as the Eurovision Song Contest. And particularly, we're going to focus on Eurovision, probably in a little bit more in depth. Also, we will be talking about professional wrestling in regards to Extreme Rules. Is it? No, it's Money in the Bank. We've already had Extreme Rules. See, that's how much I really take notice of professional wrestling these days. And you could probably tell by my latest appearances on the European Uppercut podcast, which you can also find on the Trending Topics Network, where you can download this podcast, as well as the usual Tuts Network. But at the first part of the show, we're going to have a quick chat with my other half. Rob, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, yeah, really well. A bit wet, because I just had a shower.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he's fully clothed, though.
Yes, I am fully clothed, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. Yes. Great podcast and audio material, this, Rob.
Well, no one knows what I look like. I've got a face for radio. And a body for radio.
That's true. You're not friends with many of the people who listen to this on, I don't think, on Facebook.
Well, if they're wrestling people, then no. Because I wouldn't have a clue what to talk to them about. Eurovision, probably am.
You know Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, it's true.
What's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Hulk Hogan?
A blonde moustache.
See, I know as somebody who likes to do sex tapes.
That isn't what I thought of, thankfully.
No, see, yeah, see, educated wrestling fan here, you see.
Was it your mum?
Thank God, no. Rude. Mean. But we've just...
My mum.
Yeah, well, I just had my 30th birthday a few weeks ago, didn't I?
Yeah, so you can stop nagging me now because I'm 34, which means we're both in our 30s, yay! For at least 5.5 more years.
Yeah, but, like, you're closer to 35 than I am.
Well, yes, that's true, but you're closer to being a baby than I am.
Yay, baby.
Baby.
But, no, hardly. Yeah, but we've just, after we had my birthday and I had a big party where I had lots of friends and family come, we came back from Sweden and going to this year's Eurovision Song Contest.
We did, it was great.
We had a lot of fun. We also visited stayed in two other cities in Sweden. We stayed in Göteborg, i.e. Gothenburg. Göteborg is what they pronounce it in Swedish. And Örebro, Örebro, as we would say, in English.
Yes, they were both lovely. And then we arrived in Stockholm and did the Eurovision stuff and also visited Uppsala for a morning, which is about an hour north, which was very nice. And we saw a deer being rescued from the river that had got stuck.
Oh, that was up in Uppsala, wasn't it? Oh, that was so upsetting. It's really upsetting.
But some bloke dived into this freezing, because it was suddenly very cold. It was very warm when we arrived in Sweden, but that day it was very, very cold. And bear in mind, we were on par with about Inverness there, probably. Yeah. And some bloke jumped into the river to try and get this deer out. I mean, God, he must have been freezing.
The deer was daring enough to go into the weir and try and jump in top of it.
I know, I felt so sorry. I would have jumped in had I had dry clothes and an inclination.
But a group of people managed to drag the deer out of the water and managed to save it, so...
Yeah, that was nice. That was a nice happy ending. And then we, wandered off.
Yeah, it was a reindeer, actually.
Well, it was a reindeer, wasn't it? Yeah, a reindeer in the rain.
Yeah, well, it wasn't raining.
It was cold.
Very cold, that's true. Now, this would be interesting to hear your thoughts, Rob. Basically, if you had somebody who came up to you and never knew or understood what the Eurovision Song Contest is, how would you describe it to them?
Christ. A lavish contest of songs, some good, some really bad. A meeting of countries, cultures, big party, meeting new friends, an opportunity for a really good time. There's loads, and I think, loads.
In other words, the gay Olympics. of song.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yes, yes. I don't know, just curious, that's all. Because there is a YouTube video going on about now, which is really quite famous. And I want to give it a shout out. So I hope that you all check it out. And this is making great radio, so just try and quickly find it. Oh, yes, YouTubers react to Eurovision Song Contest. Now, it's by Fine Brothers Entertainment. We'll put a link up on our Twitter feed so people can get to see and go directly to that. But basically, it was a majority of Americans, which actually it was all Americans, finding out about the Eurovision Song Contest and how awesome it was, and then the fact that the United States should have an entry in next year's contest in Ukraine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Did most of them think it looked good, or did a lot of them think it looked crap?
I said it was hilarious and fun and really not a really awesome concept to bring people together.
Brilliant. That's what the whole point is, really, isn't it? And I'm glad. So I was a bit worried there for a minute that people would be slating it when that's not the case.
No, that's true. They said that Lissassia, the first ever Eurovision winner, was really sweet. So that was quite nice.
She's about 110, isn't she now?
I keep wheeling her out every year.
That's true.
She's in her 90s, I believe. She's, yeah, she must be in her 90s. It's crazy to even consider that, to even think about how crazy it is. But just to, this is what lovely Wikipedia says, the Eurovision Song Contest, or in French, Concours Eurovision de la Chanson, sometimes popularly called, well, it is called Eurovision, but not to be confused with the Eurovision Network, which broadcasts it, is the longest-running annual international TV song competition held primarily among the members of the European Broadcasting Union since 1956. The competition was based upon the existing San Remo Music Festival held in Italy every year since 1951. Each participating country submits a original song to be performed on live television and radio, and then casts votes for each for other country songs to determine the most popular song in the competition. And the contest has been broadcast every year for 60 years since its inauguration in 1956. So today, this year, is the 60th anniversary, technically. Even though the 61st contest was this year. I don't know how that makes any sense, but it somehow does.
It does.
Yeah, and it's the one of the longest running television programs in the world, and it's also one of the most watched non-sporting events in the world, with audience figures have been quoted in recent years to be anything between 100 million and 600 million internationally. Eurovision has been broadcasted outside of Europe in several countries that don't compete, such as the United States, Canada, New Zealand, and China. An exception, yes, thank you, was made in 2015 when Australia was allowed to compete as a guest entrant as part of the celebration of the 60th anniversary of the event. But in November of 2015, the EBU announced that Australia will affect...
Was affected as the participant. After the 250 success since 2000, the contest has also been broadcast over the internet via the Eurovision website.
Yeah, and winning the Eurovision Song Contest provides a short-term boost for a winning artist's career. But rarely result in long-term success. Notable exceptions are ABBA,
Bucks Fizz,
and Celine Dion, who launched international successful careers after their wins. And Ireland holds the record for the highest number of wins, having won the contest 7 times, including 4 times in 5 years, 92, 93, 94, and 96. And the highest scoring winner currently at the moment is Jamala, who won for Ukraine after the vote scoring was changed, with 534 points. This, however, was achieved under the new scoring system, as I just said. A previous record was held by Alexander Rybak from 2009 under the new system. Between 2004 and 2015, which the vote systems were different because they had semi-finals. But before we had semi-finals, and it was just one night, Katrina and the Waves with the UK's entry, Love Shine a Light, got the most amount of points.
Okay.
227 points. Good. Rock and Roll Kids for Ireland's winner in 1994, mm-hmm. By Charlie McGettigan and Paul Harrington. That got 226 points. So 1 point. But anyways, so, and this year, Jamala won for Ukraine.
Yay.
And we like Jamala.
We do. It's an interesting song. Dark. Very dark. But no, it's quite good. And it's growing on me now. And look forward to checking out the Ukraine next year, which is a sufficiently random place to visit, but I'm quite looking forward to it now.
I like it when things grow on you, Rob.
Very good. Including my tea bag downstairs.
Dearie me. So let's listen to this year's Eurovision winner from Jamala. It's 1944 is the name of the song. So this is Ukraine's Eurovision winner for 2016.
When strangers are coming, they come to your house, they kill you all and say, "We're not guilty, not guilty." Where is your mind? Humanity cries. You think you are God, but everyone dies. Don't swallow my soul, our souls.
Jamala, 1944. Now, we had a really good time in Sweden, Rob, don't you think?
Yes, I like Sweden. I love Sweden, in fact. It's probably my second or third favourite country, but it's very, very expensive.
Yes, you need a mortgage to go there.
Very, but everyone's so friendly and everyone speaks perfect English, which is good, although I was trying to learn a bit of Swedish and I bought a phrase book, but I did sadly hardly use it because you get lazy when everyone speaks English to you. I learned a couple of phrases, but apart from that, but I do appreciate it when you try. But Gothenburg was a beautiful city, and we drove down the coast, didn't we, and then drove over through the country to Örebro, which had a lovely medieval castle, a beautiful place, and then Stockholm itself is just a fairy tale. It's beautiful, and I recommend it to anyone. And Uppsala is also very nice as well.
And Rob, could you give us a few examples of the phrases in Swedish that you use?
God, en öl tack, which is a beer, please. Tack, which is thanks. Tack så mycket, which is like thank you very much, isn't it? About it, vitvin, white wine. It's again very, very basic phrases. Nothing really, because everyone speaks English. But when I did ask for a beer in Swedish, I was complimented for trying, because it's a quite difficult language. Yeah. Unless you're our friend Jamie, who speaks it fluently.
I know, he's quite crazy, isn't he?
Yeah, but no, I do like Sweden, and it was bizarrely hot when we were there as well, the first few days anyway. It was like being in Spain.
We had 26 degrees centigrade.
Which, in Sweden, is very, very hot. And the hotels aren't equipped for that, so nothing has air conditioning, so it really was very warm.
Yeah, we needed a fan from reception, didn't we, Rob?
We did, and they did give us one. I think they were giving loads of fans out, actually.
Well, I'm glad they gave us one, Rob.
Yeah, definitely. Rude. But it was a very nice holiday, and I'm looking forward to we've got a weekend in Cornwall coming up, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Are you?
Yes, get to see my cousin.
Yeah, and I get to see my auntie. Oh, no, wait, she's working.
You need to see your friend, eh?
Oh, yes, family friend, yes. Oh, Carol Nicol.
Yes.
Yeah,
I've never met her before, so.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Anyway, this is very boring for anyone who doesn't know us, so carry on.
Yeah, well, we're just going to move on, Rob, I think. Sound like a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, so, what should we do next? Well, I think we should say goodbye to Rob now, I think. I'm telling him to get outside of the studio.
Okay. Next time I'll give you a lowdown of my favourite songs from this year.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Are you all right there in yourself anyway?
Very well, very well. Very well.
Good. You just got a nice big blackhead on your forehead.
And that's my cue to leave then.
See you later, Rob.
See you later, dude.
Thank you for joining us here on the Tuts Experience podcast. Yay! Right, okay then, guys. We're going to come back in for just a few moments, and we'll talk about Money in the Bank coming up very soon. And Monday Night Raw is happening tonight as well. As today is Memorial Day in the United States, so that means one thing. John Cena is going to win the United States Championship. Doesn't it really? Is it that obvious? Oh, I don't know. But also, it's Bank Holiday Monday here in the United Kingdom. So, yeah, it's all good. Anyway, so I hope you're enjoying your day. Anyway, wherever you are listening to us here on the Tuts Experience.
Living on free food tickets, ordering the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, cause she's living in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. Bus fare. People fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job. Trying to keep your hands warm when the hole in your shoe let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much. She can, and she can. Living on a dream ain't easy. The closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and the two stay away. Just take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation. With the
conversation, but don't forget to pray. Just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of the common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. Yes, we're living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. Living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can.
Love of the Common People by Paul Young here on the Tuts Experience. Hope you're well. I'm Kieran Tussiot. Thank you very much for joining me. We're just going to have a little bit of a chat about professional wrestling and particularly about Money in the Bank. Is Money in the Bank 2016 is the next up-and-coming pay-per-view event that's taking place now. I'm sure that more matches will be announced probably tonight and Thursday night on SmackDown. But just to let you know that it will be taking place on June the 19th. So I got that completely wrong. We've got quite a long way to go. And it will be at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, which is a suburb of Paradise, Nevada. And it will be the seventh event under the Money in the Bank chronology, of course. So the T-Mobile Arena is an all-purpose arena in Las Vegas Strip of Paradise, Nevada. The arena is a joint venture between MGM Resorts International and Auschwitz, I think that's how you pronounce it, Entertainment Group. It was opened on April the 6th, 2016. The arena is accessed by a new development known, a project known as the Park, a retail and dining space between New York and Monte Carlo Casino Hotel. So, fellow Trending Topics host, Finn Fish, I'm sure he will know all about that. Yes, it was only opened in April last month. Construction of $375 million. So it's a brand new event. It's huge. Martina McBride was the opening act of that arena when it opened. Unbelievable. Martina McBride. Her song Valentine is beautiful. The Killers performed there, as well as Guns N' Roses, Nicki Minaj, the Harlem Globetrotters, Billy Joel. The Billboard Music Awards were there. Also, Saul Alcaviz faced Amir Khan in the WBC Middleweight Championship, where Amir Khan lost. So Money in the Bank is obviously taking place on June the 19th, but soon to come in the same arena, Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood are going to be there. UFC 200 is taking place there. Ooh, yes. Interesting. Also, the other events that are taking place there, the Dixie Chicks are going to be there, Barbra Streisand, Gwen Stefani, Coldplay. Oh dear. Carrie Underwood will be there at the end of November. So, so it's going to be quite a show in this brand new facility there for Money in the Bank. Now, on November the 4th of 2015, Seth Rollins was forced to vacate the World Heavyweight Championship due to an injury. And Rollins returned on the 22nd of May at Extreme Rules, attacking the champion Roman Reigns after Reigns successfully defended the title against AJ Styles. And Rollins was guaranteed a title match against Reigns at Money in the Bank the next night on Raw by Shane McMahon. The winner of the Money in the Bank ladder match will win a contract for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match at any time within the next year. And on May the 23rd episode of Raw, Sami Zayn, Cesaro, Chris Jericho, Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens all qualify for the match by defeating Sheamus, The Miz, Apollo Crews, Dolph Ziggler and AJ Styles respectively. And on May 26th, episode of SmackDown, Alberto Del Rio defeated Zack Ryder to qualify for the match. Now, there is one space left in the Money in the Bank match. And if I was going to be a betting man, I would expect that John Cena is going to be put into it. Yes, I do. I do. So I'll probably be incredibly wrong. But yes. But if I think anybody who's going to win that Money in the Bank ladder match, really, it'd have to be Kevin Owens. And if it's not Kevin Owens, for my number two pick, it would have to be, I think, Chris... No, not Chris Jericho. John Cena, when he wins. Okay. And for the title match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship between Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins, I think that's going to be, say, exactly the same. But I think Roman Reigns will defend the title successfully. I have nothing else to back that up, but you know me. I like to dabble with the unpredictable. 9 times out of 10. And see see what happens there. But we'll see. We'll see. But tonight's Memorial Day edition of WWE Raw will take place from Fresh Center in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Oh my God. Green Bay. Other superstars advertised for the match, for the Raw tonight, include Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, Sheamus, Alberto Del Rio, Carl Addison, and Luke Gallows. Matches for tonight include Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler in a technical wrestling match. What? The Dudley Boys will face Enzo and Cass. And it looks like we will also get the final Money in the Bank qualifier tonight too. But WWE is focusing on the points for tonight's show since first announcing the brand split. Yes. Big news. Everybody's heard about it. I won't dive into it, but, you know, we can do that when we've got more details, I'm sure. What does John Cena have planned for his return? Will former brothers Rollins and Reigns collide? Will the show-off out-grapple the Lone Wolf? What's going through Charlotte's mind? Is Dudleyville soft? And who will emerge as the final Money in the Bank ladder match participant? So that's what they're going for, at least at the moment. Now, interesting, WWE NXT had a triple threat match, didn't they? Over the last Thursday, if I remember rightly. And they had a triple threat match for the number one contender for the WWE Women's NXT Women's Championship. And from all we could see is that the lovely Nia Jax beat Carmella and Alexa Bliss in that triple threat match to win. Now, I quite like Nia Jax, but that leg drop, oh my God, she's turning into Hulk Hogan 2.0 almost at the moment. I don't know how this is all going to go and play out, but I wouldn't expect that she's going to beat Asuka at the next TakeOver event, which seems to be NXT TakeOver the end. So I don't know what this is going to mean, but is it going to affect the brand split in some regard? I don't know, but yeah, I mean, this is taking place on June the 8th, so that's the next one to come, actually, and it's not this, June the 8th is Wednesday, so not this Wednesday, it's the following Wednesday, and it will take place at Full Sail University, Winter Park, Florida, there you go. Matches already announced, and let's do our picks for this, shall we? Shinsuke Nakamura will face Austin Aries. I'm going to say Shinsuke is going to win this one. Asuka will defend the NXT Women's title against Nia Jax. Asuka's going to win. And also the rematch for the NXT Tag Team Championship, where the American Alpha are Jason Jordan and Chad Gable. Will face the Revival, Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder. American Alpha are going to win. And then we got a steel cage match. First ever steel cage match in NXT. Samoa Joe versus Finn Balor. And with this, I think Samoa Joe is going to win. So I think it's going to be retains all around, and Shinsuke is going to win. But this is going to be cool. The actual match between Shinsuke and Austin Aries will determine the number one contender for the NXT Championship. Ooh. So, very exciting. I do feel like the NXT roster is a little bit thin at the moment. So, I don't know how they're going to be boosting it, but I would guess that they'll be boosting it sometime soon. It just feels a little bit empty at the moment. So, maybe they could bump it up a bit more soon, maybe. We'll see. But that's about it for Pro Wrestling Talk, guys. It's all a bit quiet at the moment. And if I'm all honest with you, I'm a little bit taken back by it all. And as much as I'm enjoying it, I'm not really connecting with it. So I need to do a bit more research on that. You know, watch it a bit more. Make some time for it, I think, in all honesty. Okay, so we'll be right back in just a few moments.
Yeah, let me feel you closer. You show you what it's all about. Now you feel the attraction. Let us get away now. Where it's only me and you, you know we need to find a solution.
Yes. Put Your Love On Me by Sweden's Boris Rene. Not in this year's Eurovision, though, but he was in their national final. Yes, indeed. So, the Eurovision Song Contest 2016, anyway, was the 61st edition, as we said before. It took place in the Ericsson Globe in Stockholm, Sweden, following Sweden's victory of the 2015 contest in Vienna. Yes, and with the song Heroes, performed by Måns Zelmerlöw, as you all know well, yes. And this was the third time that the contest had taken place in Stockholm. after 1975 and 2000, later to be held in the Globen. And basically, the contest consisted of two semi-finals of May. Okay. So, 42 countries participated in the contest. Bosnia-Herzegovina, Bulgaria, Croatia, and Ukraine returned after absences from the recent contests. Oh, yes. Portugal withdrew, largely due to the national broadcaster's insufficient promotion of their music-based media. That's the excuse that they gave. While Romania had originally planned to participate, but was forced to withdraw due to repeated non-payments of debts with their national broadcaster to the European Broadcasting Union, the EBU. Yes, 26 countries competed in the final, which was first to be broadcasted on live television in the United States this year. Yes, it was on Logo TV. The Czech Republic managed to qualify for the final for the first time in five attempts since its debut in 2007, while both Bosnia-Herzegovina and Greece failed to qualify from the semi-finals for the first time ever, the latter being absent from the final for the first time since 2000. In the final, Australia finished second, improving on its debut in 2015, while Bulgaria finished fourth, the best result since its debut and first participation in the final since 2007, and Justin Timberlake performed in the interval act. A record-breaking 204 million viewers worldwide watched the contest, beating the 2015 figures by over 5 million. Yes. So anyway, the contest took place in the Ericsson Globe in Stockholm, as I said before, and it had a capacity of 16,000 attendees, and this was the second time the contest being staged inside the arena. Now, numerous cities in Sweden put in bids to host the contest, okay? Two stadiums in Gothenburg went for the Scandinavium, which was the 1985 contest venue, and then the Ullevi, which is a 75-seater football stadium, but the proposal was dependent on the construction of a roof to cover the stadium. Yes, but the idea was rejected due to costs. In Linköping, the Saab Arena, with the capacity of 11,500, was rejected. Also, the Malmo Arena, which hosted the 2013 contest, withdrew its bid on the 11th of June 2015, citing unavailability during the rehearsals of the week of the contest. The Orlenskollevik city, oh my gosh, it's all like north of Sweden. It had a capacity in the Farljöven Center of 9,500, not suitable enough. Anyways, lots of other places too, but that was about it, really. All good stuff. But just to take a notable look, really, at the results, the final results. So if we look at semi-final one, Croatia qualified in 10th place. Followed by Czech Republic, Cyprus, Austria, Azerbaijan, Netherlands, Hungary, Malta, Armenia, and Russia. Now, Croatia qualified with 133 points, but under them was Bosnia-Herzegovina with 104 points. So they were right on the old on the giveaway line there. But it was Bosnia and then down to San Marino, shockingly, followed by Montenegro, Iceland, Finland, Greece, Moldova, and lastly, Estonia. Poor Yuri Putzman. So then we go over to the second semi-final. Serbia qualified in 10th place, then Georgia, Latvia, Israel, Poland, Bulgaria, Lithuania, Belgium, Ukraine, and Australia. Now, Australia won the second semi-final, beating Ukraine. Shocking. Who obviously went on to win the contest. But 11th place was Macedonia, with 88 points. So 88 points to Serbia's 105 points. Oh, shame. So Macedonia failed to qualify, which is a Calliope song called Donna. Then after Macedonia, going down the list, Belarus, Norway, Slovenia, Ireland, Albania, Denmark, and finally Switzerland. And then if we head over to the grand final, we will notice that Ukraine won. Indeed, they won with 534 points. Australia came second with 511. Russia came third with 491 points. And then there was a big gap there with Bulgaria, 307 points. Then we had Sweden with 261 points in fifth place. Going further down the line, had France, Armenia, Poland, Lithuania, Belgium, Netherlands, Malta in 12th place. Then continuing down, 13th place was Austria. Then Israel, Latvia, Italy, Azerbaijan, 17th. Serbia, 18th. Hungary, 19th. Georgia, 20th. Cyprus, 21. Spain, 22, Croatia, 23, the United Kingdom, 24, Czech Republic, 25th, and finally Germany in 26th with only 11 points. Shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking. Right, so that's about it about the Eurovision Song Contest from me. Had a wonderful time. Great stuff, as always. And I'm going to leave you in this part of the show with some clips of this year's contest, ones that make you laugh, a couple of songs that take the mickey out of the Eurovision Song Contest and make you realise what it's really all about.
Maybe you wonder, what is this wonderful Eurovision Song Contest thing?
Let us try and explain it to you. The Eurovision is...
The Eurovision. Oh, how would you describe it?
Well... it's a multinational competition with a collaborative mission. So much like the Olympics in a way.
Sure, it's rather less athletic.
Though just as energetic.
More colourful. And what's the word?
Theatrical.
We make music and friends with every nation.
And bankrupt the hosting TV station.
To help to shore up a post-war Europe. In 1956 it all began.
The set, I'm rather certain, was nothing but a curtain. There were only seven countries and one cameraman.
But then it started growing, now Australia's ours.
We're a big black hole sucking in all the stars.
We'll take over the world and then conquer Mars. That's Eurovision.
It's an annual celebration of our culture. It's the highlight of our year.
And a victory can sure catapult ya. Just look at my career.
Yes, so we see. You get to share the stage with me. We're all excited, the fans united. From Reykjavik, Riga and Rome.
At Eurovision, there's no derision. Cause wherever you come from, here is home.
For loving Eurovision, I get bullied at school. But when we come together, I don't feel a fool. Cause for 1 week a year, we're pretty cool. That's Eurovision. Getting votes from your neighbours is a sure way to get your song disgraced.
But when Sweden gets 12 points from Norway, it's clearly just good taste.
That gimmicky factor, the wacky, the weird, Celine on a tractor, Conchita's beard, pirates and penguins and puppets on strings. These are a few of my favourite things. Come together like songbirds of a feather. For victory they hope and pray and beg.
Wait there in the green room, but all in that green room, wishing all of our competitors break a leg.
The impact of the show one cannot overstate.
No matter where you go, it's a source of debate.
But it's something you either love or hate. That's Eurovision.
And the interval act is your one big chance to fail to live up to
Romance and Luxembourgish sung. We've had 2 songs with sign language and 3 in a made-up tongue. Antillean, Creole, Norwegian, Vero, Viennese, Neapolitan, Catalan, Udmurt, Montenegrin, and Maltese.
It's a Greek, Albanian, Slovak, Ukrainian, Romani, Russian, Romanian, Crimean, Slovenian, Hebrew, Armenian, Arabic, and Lithuanian.
Portuguese, Macedonian, Breton, Estonian, Pontic, Athletic, Croatian, Bulgarian, Georgian, Italian, Bosnian, Latvian, Corsican, Serbian, German, Hungarian.
Polish, and English, and Irish, and Finnish, and Swedish, and Spanish, and Dutch. Serbian, Turkish, and Danish, and French.
Tahitian, though not very much.
And though I don't know Czech, Swahili, Azeri, or Greek,
music is a language that we all know how to
everyone's attention, a powerful, majestic start, maybe a battle horn of some kind.
Step 2, drums. There has to be drums. It doesn't hurt if the drums are played by gorgeous, topless men. It's proven very efficient throughout the years. But please feel free to try other alternatives. It's proven very helpful to go the exact opposite way. Use a grandmother.
Step 3. Show the viewers your country's ethnic background by you and using an old traditional folklore instrument that no one's heard of before.
No, no. In this case, it's proven much more efficient to not use a young model. Go with an old man instead. A beard helps.
This instrument is called the Swedish kvinna buske, a small roundish piece from the horn family inherited from the Vikings. Just make something up. No one will know. Step 4. In Eurovision, nothing says winner like a violin. Trust us, bring a violin.
Step 5. The violin, the drums, and the kvinna buske might make it all feel a little bit old-fashioned, but this can easily be fixed by adding a DJ who pretends to scratch. In real life, of course, this is 30 years old, but in Eurovision, it will give your number a contemporary feel.
Step 6, costumes. You need to look memorable, something that the viewers will notice.
Oh, perfect. Step 7, the song. Everything else might be important, but the song is essential. Let it be about something everyone can connect to. Love works. Peace is also a popular way to go.
Yes, peace is good. ABBA actually won the competition with a song about war, but this is not something we recommend.
Now, when you have everything you need and the peace is gathered, go for it and don't look back.
Let the song begin with passion, let the wind begin to blow.
You can break the rules of fashion and your chance to win shall grow. Look into the TV camera so the audience can see
that you're lovable, not desperate, smile and they will vote for me.
Fill the stage with light as dancers will join us. The expectations grow, it's time for the chorus. Love, love, peace, peace.
For women baking bread.
Peace, peace, love, love. And a man in a hamster wheel.
Love, peace, peace, love. Make it unforgettable. You will be the best. And win that Eurovision Song Contest. Now we'll go down a notch. Our hands will touch, pretending
change the key,
we'll give the world a show. It begins to snow.
Love, love, peace, peace. And a
Nein! And Walter Sadutschka! Oh!
Hello, Euro! Hello, everybody! Get the fuck! Super show! My name is Lerka Serdyuchka, my liebe Mutter, Champagne. Petra,
yes.
Do you have fun?
Am I having fun? Whenever I see you, I'm the happiest person in the world. You're just so much fun to be with, especially in a taxi. May we receive your 12 points, though?
Lithuania!
Lithuania, 12 points! And Johnny, 12 points! Let's go to Malta and Ben Kamil. Good evening.
Good evening, Stockholm. This is Valletta calling. First and foremost, please allow me to congratulate the both of you for the amazing job that you are doing. As most of you already know, this year we are extremely excited, really honored to be hosting the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2016. We can only hope to try our best to put together a spectacular performance, just as Stockholm has done for us tonight.
Oh, thank you.
A massive well done, and a big thank you all the way from Valletta City, Malta.
Thank you so much, and I think your show is going to be amazing. And we're very excited now. Who do you want to give the 12 points to?
Malta's 12 points go to United Kingdom.
United Kingdom, 12 points. Royal Marie, Goosel Clan. Thank you so much, Ben. Hope to see you.
Hello, it's me. My name is Linda Woodruff, and I am the spokesperson for the EBU. I, of course, work together with the executive supervisor, my big boss, Miss Jan Ulalalalas and Mr. Sandy. I love you. It is a great honor to share the stage tonight with these two amazing hosts, Miss Petra Needy and Mr. Manselmi Love. Ah, we love us some mans. Eurovision is being broadcast in every country in the world, except for a few. But even China is watching this year. Know how. And America. Yo. I am here as a spokesperson to answer some of your questions. And because Petra and Mans have a costume change. Right, you've all been able to email me at my official address, linda.spokesperson@ebu.woodruff.eurovision/questionnaire/fanscometogether.co.uk. Right, so the first question is from Mr. Banner Benner. Why are we in Sweden? Well, that's the question Swedes ask themselves every winter, autumn and spring. Well, Mr. Banana, the answer is this. Mens Schlammedo and his little balloon boy won last year in Austria, yeah, beating out this poor Russian girl, Lady Gaga Arena, Lady Greena, and her song, A Million Horses. So that is why Mans won, and we brought back the contest here to beautiful Switzerland. Lovely. Next question is from Sam. Do you want to buy Viagra? Oh, sorry, Spam. Right, last question. Is Mans Schlammebo single? Very valid question. I can tell you this much. He wasn't last night. So, that's all for me. This is Linda Woodruff, live from the Blob Arena, saying hope and glory!
Some of the information you're about to hear is totally inaccurate, and most of the scenes you're about to see have been created purely for entertainment purposes.
Hey, here it is. Here's the balls.
Here it is now. Very.
Right, flag it down. Flag it down.
Let's do it.
All right, mate.
All right, mate.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. What a great turnout we got this time.
Yeah.
So my name is Linda Woodruff, and I am the official spokesperson for the European Broadcasting Union. So
hello.
Welcome
Thank
to
you.
The official EBU tour of Sweden.
We're very excited.
So who've we got here?
I'm Joe.
And I'm Jake.
So we're Joe and Jake.
So Jackie and John, yeah. Josie and Jojo, lovely, welcome. Right.
Thank you.
So driver, put a foot on it. Let's go.
And we're off.
Right, so this is Stocktown. And after months Selmelo won last year for Sweden, basically the contest came here. So, lads, if you look to your left, you can see the Royal Palace, and this is the largest palace in Europe, and it's the official residence, right, of the Swedish monarch.
Are you sure it's not this big palace-looking building on the right?
No, I think that's the library, right? It's this one right on the right with Carl Gustav the King and Queen Silva. They live there.
They must have got it wrong in the book then, because...
You know how things look bigger on the telly, right, yeah, than they do in real life?
Definitely.
That's a statue of a person.
Cool.
And this is a bridge.
Wow!
So over there somewhere, right, is the building that was designed to architecturally house the artifact of the founding fathers of Sweden, right?
Wow.
Björn, Benny, Agneta, and Annefrid.
I swear it's ABBA.
Yeah, isn't that ABBA?
No, it's the founding fathers of Sweden.
Going
so say hello to these Swedish people. Hello, Swedish people!
Hey!
Hello! Hey!
None of them are Swedish.
This is Jojo and Jackie. Vote for them in the Eurovision.
Hey!
Jojo and Jackie. Singing You're Alone. Yes. So, like, if Linda and Josie and Jackie would have, like, a group, what would be called?
Le Joaquin.
Le Joaquin.
Le Joaquin.
I like that name.
I like it. It's got a ring to it.
So which harmony would I get, like, in the trio?
Would give you the highest one possible.
You want me to go...
Even higher. There you go. See, I couldn't hit that.
Nailed it.
You're in the band. She can do the whistle. You are
in the band.
I'm in the band.
You're in the band.
You're in. Join the band.
Right, lads, time to stretch those legs. Follow me.
Let's go. Let's do it.
What we need to do, right, if you want votes, this is the street you sing at. So we're going to join this girl here, and we're going to get votes, right?
Let's do it.
Okay.
One, two.
You're not alone. We're in this together. All that you want is ready forever. And they don't need to know.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, and they don't need to know. I feel like I'm dancing in the sky. I come alive when I'm with you.
I come alive when I'm with you.
I come alive when I'm with you.
Fight for England!
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it. So don't stop. And under the lights when everything goes. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance. So just dance, 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 go. Ooh, it's so It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that. You when you dance, 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 feel the good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance.
Justin Timberlake there, can't stop the feeling. Oh yes, he was a part of the interval act of the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. Well guys, it's time for us to go actually. Everything personally with me is really good. Work's going really well, really having a lot of fun there. Busy as usual. And looking forward to going off to the south of France for the long weekend too. So that's all jolly exciting and a lot of fun too, to be perfectly honest. So, yeah, long may it continue. Happy days are here to stay. But if you haven't registered to vote for the EU referendum, and if you are a UK citizen and whatever, yes, make sure you register to vote. Deadline's on the 7th of June. I'm not going to tell you necessarily my own personal feelings on that, but yes, just make sure you vote and get yourself clued up on all of the stats and information out there, because it is out there. Just need to go out and seek for it, okay? But follow us on Twitter, guys. It would be great to have you following us on Twitter, our Tuts Experience account. To be in all honesty, it's not very busy, so, you know, that's probably a good thing. But you can follow us at Tuts Experience. Also, you can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheTutsExperience, okay? And it can't be a bad thing. It's going to be a good thing, guys. promise you. It's going to be a lot of fun. And also, make sure you do follow us on Trending Topics as well. So don't miss out on that, okay? And also make sure you subscribe to our channel, the Tuts Network, as well. It'd be great to hear from you. And also follow me personally on Twitter, at Kiwi Tuts. But this is me, Kieran Tushy, signing out. Cheerio, have a nice day, and I'll see you very soon.